Testing, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Terry Laundry with the April 18th audio comments. This is a special update. last Friday, we saw a steepening of the decline, which carried the S&P below the 39-week moving average in the chart that accompanies this update. However, it's also did that back in October. In this update, I wanted to pull in another technique, which I developed about 15 years ago, called zigzag projection. It deals with these purple arrows, which you see in the channel. And what it does is that it basically refines the channel estimate only when you have a selling climax, like we're in here, and things tend to get a little bit scary. And it develops a more precise forecast, which can help keep your sanity, find bottoms, and find problems if there are any problems. It will deal with that. Later on, I'll make a few comments on the current big advance decline T. And to do those, I have to reference some of the important topping behavior in the June 2000 peak, which came from a big S&P T, and that was a difficult period where the zigzag projection was a help, and so we'll work on that in this update. Okay, now, to start off, zigzag projection is really a refinement of the moving average technique. What it does is it redefines the channels using and I'm going to do this around the 2004 time period, when you run into a very serious problems. You notice I drew from the October low small t question mark there. It's possible that that's one of those dumb little t's you draw in the picture. Maybe we fell off that t, and that is giving us the correction to the uptrend from October, which lasted for some 4 or 5 months. But that small t has nothing to do with the big advance decline t, which projects a peak into the 2007 period. Now, if that's true, what will happen is that the market will come down and make a normal partial correction and find a low, and zigzag projection basically concludes it's at point D, which is 1132-ish on the S&P 500. Now, that could be off a few points one way or the other, so you can take it as too gospel. But that's where the natural resting point is would be of a decline. Now that happens to be lower than the neutral level of 1156. However, what happens is in a selling climax, you tend to push the 39-week moving average a little bit lower, and then this technique is just to refine it to bring back some sanity to the market. Now the technique makes use of a graphical technique to redefine the channel, not using the adaptive channels that I have here. And you'll notice that there's point B, which is the low in October, and there's point C, which is just located left of the red high signal there, and that is the peak before the decline, and B is the low before the rally. If one draws a line between B and C, taking the intraday low at B and the intraday high at C, and then finds the midpoint, which is supposed to be that little purple dot there, you have a statistical estimate of where the center of the channel is because it's halfway between a high and a low that are known. If you go back to point A, which is the previous known peak, you take the intraday high there, and you draw a line from there, that previous peak, through the midpoint of the BC, which is considered to be the middle channel, you extend this purple line, which has an arrow on the tip on it, and when the market comes down and touches that line, wherever it appears in time, that should be the low. Currently, that line is at 1132-ish on my daily charts, but it could be 1135, and it could be 1129 or something like that. Also, it's not exact that you're going to stop on there, but it is a lower number than the 1156, so that's what you keep in mind. Now, early Monday morning, that doesn't appear that the market has too much of a carry through, and it may try to rally up, and then it may pull back, but the settling down point, the point where the market will normally find its bottom, should be around 1132 plus or minus, according to this technique. Now, the main job for the coming week is for us to take this technique and apply it to the current market situation, and then to see if we can't find a stabilizing point that will give us enough information to restore the forecast and pick up the continuing uptrend up the 39-week moving average. To do so will take about another week of data, and basically the only requirement is that you normally would hold the 1132 level on any corrections. It will tend to bounce around there. But you will find out that the crazy sellers that come in here will tends to just disappear magically because you have had this selling climax and it's brought the market down to which is a low point for the existing trend. And so you sort of got rid of all the traders, and you have the conditions necessary to start a new rally. Well, it won't be that easy because the decline is relatively short term in nature, and so when you try to rally, you won't have a small t of any consideration. So you should be prepared for some kind of a W bottom patterning, and then there's always the question of whether that could fail. And so you just want to stick with this projection and let the thing settle out, and this will take about a week. Now, to show some of the difficulties that you might encounter, I have back, if you go back to 1999-2000, you'll see in the upper channel there I have two purple arrows. This was the application, the zigzag projection, what I call, was developed about 15 years ago, basically to handle selling climaxes. And as the market was coming up to a projected top in June 2000, which the center post of that T was back in the 87 low, and the left end of that T was back in the high momentum peak of 1975. So you had 12 and a half years coming down to momentum peak from 75 to the 87 extremely oversold condition, and 12 and a half years from then came out computed to June 2000. Well, it started to get choppy going up in there. In order to find out whether things were working right, the 39-week moving average just kind of kept getting taken out a little bit. But if you mid-pointed some of the rallies there, you would get a purple projection, and you'd find the low. And the first one was okay, which has an okay red okay underneath it. But when we came up into March, the whole topping, particularly for the Nasdaq, completely collapsed. The dot-com bubble burst there, and then we had an overshoot on the downside. That sometimes happens, and if it does happen, the way the market will correct if it still wants to bottom is that if it goes below the projected purple line, what it does is it comes back up above it, and then it comes back and it sets down on it so as to repeat the confirmation process of bottom should set on top of this generally downsloping line. If you follow the 2000 area post 2000 projection, you see what it did is after it stabilized. That was April May of 2000. It gradually worked itself up to the top of the channel, and then we went over, and that was the end of the T. Well, we certainly hope that's not going to be the case, where we form a bottom here, we rally back up, and then we roll over, because then the current big advanced decline T is not correct. So we have to look for some kind of an other pattern. And this may involve making a retest of the point D along the way, or we may get some sort of a rally and then have to draw a new zigzag projection and so forth. But basically, that's what you're looking for. If it does go below the 32 level, all is not lost, but it is a negative for the market, so you'd have to go through the process of getting it to come back above the purple line, then come back down and touch the purple line, and then turn up. You can't get a good rally unless it comes off the line. That's the important thing to remember. As I said, it's going to take a couple weeks probably to get everything all straightened out, and since I'm doing this update early on Monday, I think we're probably going to see that this thing is going to hold for the next week, the way the market is preparing for Monday's open, but not put on any updates if we have to have them. Nevertheless, the important thing about the zigzag projection is it does make a refinement which says that, yeah, you can go a little bit below the 39-week moving average, which is still supposed to have the bottom, and then we'll pick up the pattern later on. Thank you very much.